have that reference that you questioned about Baba having said the moon was an old earth?
Baba?
About Baba having said the moon was an old earth?
Yeah.
It was in, it's printed in the silent teachings of Maitre Baba. Ramju's, all those discourses that Ramju taken down the late morning.
So we take it.
Yeah. You said you hadn't heard it. So I thought, well,
good.
I'd look
good.
It up.
Good, very good. Thank you.
It's left, Eric.
It's left, good. Thank you.
Eric, this thing about thank you makes me want to ask you something I wondered about. When you were with Baba, did he ever want people to say thank you to him?
They would spontaneously say so, but then he would also, in the next breath, say that, well, don't say thank you to me.
Don't say that.
No, don't say that. Just as we say, mention not. But he implied quite differently. Later on, after years, he dilated upon it and said that, for you all, in response to anything that I say or give, to say thank you is too cheap for me. It's better to hold your silence than to, what do you call it? Stutter is the word? The word thank you. It has no meaning when, because no amount of your wishes or real thank you that comes out of your heart would ever be. Just remain silent and be grateful. Silence. That is the best way of acknowledging. That's what he said to us. Yes?
Do you remember the time when you corrected me on this here?
Yeah. Tell us. I remember that, but
yes.
What was the correction?
To me it was, I think, one of the loveliest things that ever happened to me in Utah. I came in about November of 1957. And just as soon as I arrived, I was sitting in your little room. And Lonnie came running around the corner, and she had a little package and said, "Don, Baba told me long ago to give this to you as soon as she arrived." And she had written on it what it was and dates and so on. The story was that on my birthday, on the 14th of January, about 10 months before, he had taken off his sabra in the evening.
Yeah.
He'd given it to Mara and said, "Keep this for Don and give it to him the next time that he comes." This was so lovely and so touching that just as soon as I saw Baba there, sat down after being greeted and asked how the travel went and so on, I said, "Baba, I have the sadra that Mani has just given me, and I'm deeply touched and I'm deeply grateful. Thank you, Baba." Baba had been smiling up to the point where I said, "Thank you." And then suddenly it looked as if he was angry about something, and I thought something had suddenly gone through his mind about another type of situation. So I sat down, just still feeling terribly pleased, but a little curious as to what had suddenly irritated Baba somehow. And then when eventually the visit was done, I was thinking again about this beautiful, lovely, thoughtful gift. So when I was saying goodbye to Baba on that occasion, again, I said to Baba, "Once again, thank you for the sadra." Baba instantly changed. Instead of being all smiles and warmth, he looked absolutely curious for a few seconds and then suddenly changed and smiled and was warm again. So this time I connected it with a thank you. And when I got out, I said, "Harish, there's no mistaking. Twice I said thank you. I wasn't pretending. I was deeply touched by this. Why did Baba get angry?" And you said, "Don, how can you thank yourself for a gift?" Sorry.
That may have been my explanation or whatever I may have said it. Yeah, it is. It is true. But he implied the enormity of his gift to us. And just to end it up with a thank you, which is a conventional little praise, he wouldn't. He says that it's better for you to keep quiet and be deeply touched and just remain silent and be grateful within yourself.
In a way, it's harder to be. It's harder on us.
Yeah.
To be silent, because then you know what I mean. If you somebody gives you something and you say thank you, then you're free. You've done your part. Yeah. But if you don't say thank you, then you have to really receive what they've given, and without giving back.
Yeah.
It's hard.
How can you thank yourself? He doesn't even permit us to thank him. He doesn't even permit us to do any. Later years, I realized that, you see, that we used to feel so happy serving him, helping him, massaging his body, doing his hair, bathing him, shaving him, cleaning his potty and all that. And we felt that it, we felt happy about it and thanked him silently. But even that he doesn't permit us to do so. Even thanking him silently doesn't permit. That's what I realized. Because all the things that it seemed that we were blessed to do to him, situations were so created that much more was done to us under the same circumstances by his loved ones. We were supposed to be his loved ones, and the ones who did that to us under the same situations and circumstances, they also loved him. And that made me realize that he doesn't even allow us to have that little pride that we have served him and all that. Why did you all do the same thing in the same situations to us? Was that we were with him and we helped him and we did this. So it seems that, well, the score is even. He wouldn't allow us to have that. Even that. And much more than what we did to him. To give you an example, that when I had a stroke and my right side was paralyzed, first of all, when I had a stroke here in this hall, there was a lap of somebody here. I fell there, you see. On the lap. Yeah. Then, of course, I was taken, conducted to my room, this cabin that is it. And then I was shunted off to Pune. And then I returned, and rehabilitation had to take place. So the massage would be there, and the pressing of the limbs would be there, and all that. But with that, it's not just that, with all love and all that. And to top it all, there would be guitar music and singing. And we didn't do that to Baba. So that touched me most and deeply, you see. And we who live with him are very much what you call shy of such things. And yet, we had to succumb to all these things. And that gave me a thought that, well, I had that lurking pride in me of having served him. He has nullified that. So it is the love for him that served us too. And in a much more greater way and with greater love than what we had done to him. It was a shame on our part. We felt the shame. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not in one way. That was just the figure that I got it now, the actual thing. But there are so many other things. Every time it is like that. He doesn't permit us to be indebted. What is that the word? To owe him something? Or what is the word? Under obligation, yeah. He doesn't wish to remain under our obligation.
Yes.
That's
the giver.
He is the giver all the time. Yeah. And though we feel that we have given him, same thing, we left everything. And there was a lurking thought, you see, that we have left everything and been here. Well, it's a great step. There's no doubt about it. It's just, yeah. And who wouldn't feel it? The mind is there, the human mind is there. He made us give up and all that, but still the mind would register that we did it. We follow. That's how the mind is. But as a net result, what do I find? I haven't earned a pie, haven't spent a pie, and live like a king. Really, it's the fact I haven't earned a pie in my life. And haven't spent a pie, and yet I live like a king. How do I live? Yeah. You follow, these are the things that bring home to us his magnanimity, his benevolence. Yeah. And then we hear so many reports like that well, somebody's heart goes out to saying that, well, he sends an anonymous check to some heart craving to be at Mehrabad and Mehrazad and all that, and the person all of a sudden finds the thing on his desk, you see. And he comes or she comes here. Not one instance. We have about half a dozen such things, you see. And then what do we find? The person who feels happy about having sent a check in love of him. But that person is not allowed to be a... What is the word? Is he a debtor to Baba? Or? No, not debtor. No, but there's another word... Obligator. Creditor to Baba, yeah. He will never permit that, not a single pie. On the contrary, he'll have more than what he has spent.
Yes, that story, remember? They found that money in their account.
Yeah, but not one instance, but there are two instances about the glaring instances of the bank accounts.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden somebody says that there's a bank account in your name and why don't you operate it? He says, we don't have any account in your bank. We don't operate in your bank. And he says, no, that there is. Are you so-and-so? He says, yes. Then there is an account. Why don't you operate? Have you forgotten and all that? And the amount is exactly what he had spent for the person to come here. Yeah. So what is this? Yeah. He is that. Yeah. Take the case of Thiels. Thiels is here. Yeah. He painted and he got into... You know how Thiels is that? He painted center, Ahmednagar center. It was kept as it is and nobody cared for it. And he, all of a sudden he gets into his heart of hearts that why shouldn't people gather here, Baba people are there and he would want to paint it and color wash it and do everything and paint the gate and all that. He went underwent all the expenses there. And he's not a rich man, but he's a son of a very rich father, no doubt, but that doesn't imply that he's a rich man. So, but he spent it. Who's that?
Yeah.
Why do you come here? All right, sit down, sir. Please be seated. And then when he goes back, every pie has been paid.
Into the bank account.
Yeah, in the bank.
All the money spent in the center was reimbursed.
Yeah, and the thing was that I did that for 2,200 rupees.
2,200 rupees.
Yeah, yeah. And Baba paid me five times double that.
I know why. I paid for the cement. I never got it back. That's why. I was wondering. Yeah,
see why he couldn't get it and why did you get it?
Well, I don't know.
He's got my money.
Why was he not reimbursed?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked the question.
Okay.
Do something about it, Mr. Jack.
This is between man and man. But his was between man and God man. No, but it's a fact. Such things have happened.
Aaron?
But there was, yes?
Oh, I was just going to say that just made me think of the fact when Ralphie paid for my way to come here.
Yeah.
With his money for me to come. But then, in the meantime, he gets a phone call from his work saying that we owe you this money, which they didn't owe him at all, and they refused not to accept the money. And finally, he had to take the money, and it was exactly to the paisa.
Yeah. Wow. That's how it is.
I think I'll pass out deposit slips. You never know what the Lord might provide.
But Don, there's one real humorous episode. there is, you know, there was a very rich person who came into loving Baba. Gajwani, you must have met Gajwani, the one who brought this chair from Bombay, specially made for Baba's comfort. So, but prior to this, what had happened was that he was at Guru Prasad one day, and you know, there was a tour to be made. Baba was to go out on a tour. And Dr. Deshmukh was also seated there in the Mandali Hall at Guru Prasad. Baba would always tease Dr. Deshmukh. So Baba has, of course, we read out the itinerary that wherever the calls were from, insistent calls were there, the persistent calls were there, they wanted Baba there. And so we chalked out the names, and Nagpur, which is the hometown of Dr. Deshmukh, was left out. So Dr. Deshmukh immediately stands up and says, Baba, how is it that Nagpur is forgotten? You should come to Nagpur. Well, so you ask these people, you see, you have fixed the itinerary. I don't know, I have nothing to do with this. So then he started insisting and all that. And we said, but we don't have funds for this sort of thing. So then Baba, of course, piped in and says, of course, what they say is right. Why don't you spend, if you want us all to come to Nagpur, why don't you spend? So Baba, he says, I will spend for your journey, not for these people.